He should have left his hair down instead of having his android valet tie it back. Pietas reached up but stopped short. He couldn't lift his arms far enough to remove the elastic tie without aggravating his old injury. Without good reason, he didn't push himself beyond the normal ache. Once he did, it hurt for days. He could ask for help, but what kind of king was so indecisive he couldn't decide how to wear his hair? As Saiken was so fond of saying, "Not happening, Pietas." Up it stayed. Besides, to Saiken, outward appearances didn't matter. Then why change clothes 3 times? This was ridiculous. Pietas lived in uniform. He ought to have worn that. Made this meeting more formal. King and subject, but no. Pietas had opted for casual, relaxed, and inviting. "Stand there and don't move. Be patient for once in your life. Stop fussing. You look fine. You will not look in the mirror. You will stop worrying. Hold your head up. Keep your shoulders back and ignore the pain. You can do this. You will do this." The silence dragged on his nerves. Oh, what was the use? Saiken would still find him lacking. Where was the man? Why wasn't he here yet? The entrance opened, but it was only Ura. "Where is he?" The android bowed.
"His ship is docking."
Pietas did a slow pivot. "Presentable?"
"On the view screen, he appeared to be wearing a suit, my lord. Quite presentable."
Tightening his jaws, Pietas showed him a toothless smile. "Thank you ever so much. Now, how do I look?"